Dedication of the new building. The institution was dedicated in a three-day service running from Sabbath morning, May 30, to Monday night, June 1, with meetings held in the tabernacle and on the grounds of the sanitarium. The Sabbath morning service was one of dedication on the part of the workers to this important phase of the Lord's work. In this dedication, Ellen White could heartily agree. The Battle Creek Sanitarium was the Lord's institution. Even though some phases of counsel concerning its work had been brushed aside, it was still the Lord's institution. A few weeks before the dedication service, Mrs. White, speaking at the General Conference session of 1903, made this statement. "Let me say that God does not design that the sanitarium that has been erected in Battle Creek shall be in vain. He wants His people to understand this. Now that the building has been put up, He wants this institution to be placed on vantage ground. We are now to make another effort to place our institution on solid ground. Let no one say, because there is a debt on the sanitarium in Battle Creek, we will have nothing more to do in helping to build up that institution. The people of God must build that institution up, in the name of the Lord. It is to be placed where its work can be carried on intelligently." See also p. 67. She urged that one man was not to stand alone at the head of the institution. It was God's will that His servants should stand united in carrying forward the work in a balanced way. Just how the sanitarium could be placed on vantage ground, she declared she did not know, nor could she tell the congregation. But, she said, "I know that just as soon as the Holy Spirit shall come upon hearts, there will be unity in voice and understanding, and wisdom will be given us." She arranged for a complete set of her books to be furnished to the sanitarium as her gift. These were for the patient's library and were to be in the best binding.